When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Lovely. Just lovely.
Come on, sing us some music of the night.
That's already on the internet.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've seen that Vine, right, Chrissy? So that's a thing. No. Okay, we'll share it with you later. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff, I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Oh, hey there.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I had a fun story told me earlier today, so I was motivated to talk about containers and all of their various shapes, sizes, and things you can put in them. So I thought we'd start off with a really safe one. Plastic tubs. You know, the ones that you get that are about 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet deep that have the big No Baby in them sticker. Nothing will go wrong when we're using those, right? Especially when you have the No Baby sticker.
So these are...
People are notoriously bad at paying attention to signs. So I'm going to say the first thing that could go wrong is somebody's going to stick a baby in that container.
I think these are the ones that, like, if you carry them close to your body, they rub in your clothes and they get all static chargey. And if you're moving them around, you can get sparks that happen. And if there's a loose gas line, or if you've been recently fueling your vehicle or something like that in your garage, and you move in the garage and you're moving this stuff around, it could ignite and then burn down everything that you love.
Everything and everyone, including the baby that's in the container.
And then you're also burning plastic, which is just horrible for the environment.
Exactly.
We wouldn't want to have
that happen. That's the spirit, Jeff. Come on, you can do this.
Okay, so I've decided to go with things that don't give friction, that don't encourage people subconsciously to put babies in the tub, even though they've been told no, because people like doing what they've been told not to sometimes. Trunks, like the big, you know, wooden trunks that people used to use, like a steamer trunk kind of thing. Nothing could go wrong with those, right? Nice and sturdy.
Well, a lot of those steamer trunks that people, like, there's kind of this resurgence of people buying old steamer trunks and refurbishing them and using them. And, you know, for different things, either for travel or in their homes as decorations. But a lot of the steamer trunks, like, they've been all over the world during different times and periods. And if you think about all of the diseases and, like, different spores that have been in the air, like, and bugs that carry things that could be hiding in those steamer containers, when you get them, like, you're releasing that into your house. And so even just, like, mold spores from different places that could be toxic, or, you know, possibly you open a steamer trunk and there's, say, a dead rat in one that happened to have the plague, maybe? I don't know.
Or moths that are eating the clothes that you've purchased in different locales. So you've got a wide variety of various cosmopolitan moths from various countries, different species.
There's nothing cosmopolitan about moths.
I was really excited about these trunks until you made them Pandora's box.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's that bad, Jeff. You never know what you're opening.
But in Joe versus the Volcano, the steamer trunks are what saved his life. I mean, they're flotation devices.
And you got to keep them closed. Just keep them closed.
Never open them for the secrets within. All right, gonna switch tracks a little bit. Something more that you use to store things in around the house. Sheds. Nothing go wrong with sheds, right? I mean, they keep your tools nice and dry. You can use them to store different things, materials. Seems like a good choice to have a shed.
Sheds can be fine, but they can also just be traps and lures for pregnant cats who are like, I need a place to have my babies. And then cats, you know, come into your shed and they have kittens. And then you have a shed full of kittens. And
which sounds adorable.
No, because see, here's the thing. If cats have their kittens, like, say, adjacent to your property, those kittens, you know, they're going to grow up and you don't feel necessarily responsible for them. But the minute they were born in your shed, they are your kittens. And say you have a spouse that maybe isn't as attached to the idea of them being your kittens as you are, like, then you have marital discord and, you know, fights start happening, and you have these cats who you have become, you know, their little kitten foster parents, and you're fighting, and, you know, you become just so angry with each other that you get divorced, and then you have little kittens with divorced parents, and it's so sad.
We just need to end household membership for anchor kittens.
Yeah, see,
I'm tired of cats coming across from other backyards or other cities or other counties deciding to come onto my property and have babies so they think they can stay.
But there's just, it's a shed full of kittens. I'm still confused how we aren't just happy and joyful that there's a bundle of kittens waiting for you in your shed for you to play.
They're going to want food, and they're going to want education, and they're going to want welfare, and those cats aren't going to get it from me on my watch at my house. That's all I'm
saying. Basically, the only thing you can do, Jeremiah, is build a really big wall, but like one that cats couldn't climb.
With a door in it for the good animals.
Sounds like you're a dog person.
I hate dogs.
Do you like anything, Jeremiah?
Yes.
Name one.
I like hating things.
Fair enough. Moving on to things that I'm sure you'll love to hate. Tins. Little Christmas tins, cookie tins, mint tins, any kind of tin. Okay. Hopefully they're made of tin.
They're so loud.
I swear. Yeah, they're loud. And I swear they multiply when you're not looking. Like,
well, that's a good feature, right? I mean,
you have
more tins.
Anchor tins!
They take over everything. Like, I swear, like, I'll get, like, a tin with cookies in it at Christmas. And then I'll, you know, wash it after the cookies are gone, and I'll stick it in my cupboard and think, oh, I can maybe use this tin for something later. Like, you know, I don't want to throw it away. I'll just keep it, and then I'll use it. And then I open my cupboard the next year thinking, oh, that I have that tin. And there's, like, 12 of them in there. Like, they, like, bud.
I want your tins, Chrissy. That would be amazing. I would spend so less money on tins.
You spend money on tins?
Yeah, I have to go buy them because I don't have any. Maybe you're just have a secret portal to your house that steals my tins. Are you just stealing my tins, Chrissy?
There's nothing to see here. I think we should move on.
Oh, and to response to your anchor tins, I'm going to go with Rin Tin Tin. I think he used anchors.
Oh my gosh. Germans. Well, that's different. If a German dog comes over here and pulls his weight and contributes to the film industry, that's not really an anchor tin. He probably had a...
But isn't that exactly what he is? He's an anchor. He's holding you firm. He's keeping you from, you know, having to drift afloat.
He probably had a
anchors
work
are good
dog
things,
license.
Jeremiah.
Like, this metaphor's falling apart.
Just like the next topic on our thing.
Yay.
Airplane luggage. They always fall apart horribly, or things explode in them, or people search them and don't put things back the right way, and then they explode. What can go wrong with airplane luggage?
The exploding's pretty bad.
No, that's just a fact of what they do. I mean, that's why they search all our bags, right? Because they sometimes randomly explode?
I don't think that's factual. Where are you getting your luggage?
You know, from the luggage store? They say they sell luggage. From a van? The luggage van. They sell it from a truck.
They sell
it's like,
it from
you
a
know,
truck.
It's like a food pod, but for luggage.
How did the luggage taste?
It was a little dry.
You're not supposed to eat the cows after they become leather and turned into bags.
Oh.
And you never buy anything from a van.
Ever.
But why not?
Because the only thing...
Vans are containers for miscreants.
Yeah.
They're miscreant containers.
But why?
Because the shag carpeting on the inside breeds evil.
Oh.
And then whoever gets
and
into
lice.
The van... is covered in evil and lice and has no choice but to commit horrible crimes, like selling exploding luggage to poor innocent Jeff.
I did not expect it to explode, it's true.
You've learned a valuable lesson.
Covered in alcohol.
It was exploding alcohol?
Yeah, the alcohol exploded inside the bag.
Oh.
Because, you know, it was glass, and they, like, put it on the conveyor belt.
So this is the thing that actually happened?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Yeah. Maybe you're just bad at packing, Jeff.
Well, I was good at packing. It was just when they searched the luggage, they put the glass on the outside of the container as opposed to the middle where I had placed, you know, socks and other soft things around it. So, and then when it got searched, the glass shards were all on top, which led me to believe that they placed it on the top.
Yeah.
Did you file a claim with the TSA?
Yeah, they didn't care. I think they might have laughed a little.
Like, seriously, you filed a claim and they laughed at you?
Oh, as in they thought that I might actually get something from it. Like, it was a, you know, ha ha, nice try, kid. Better luck next time.
Oh.
That's a really sad story. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for your loss of alcohol.
Yeah.
Just.
It's okay. It's just another reason to go traveling again, right?
It's true.
Another reason to get on a good old airplane. Ah.
Containers for snakes.
See new places, meet interesting people, and drink their booze.
It's true. Well, that was a fun little session. I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Please give our audience your fond farewells.
Good night, guys. You're probably not going to die tonight.
And you probably won't get taken out to the woodshed tomorrow.
Uplifting as ever. Thanks for listening.